think of, there's a bellow.
A horse when it's hungry?
Whines.
What would you call a hen that has a bunch of eggs that she's trying to hatch?
Mother hen.
In the German communities, you get Kluck for Gluck. Sometimes. I picked this up north of here, north a little bit to the west, in Karchi.
Yeah.
Good German area there. What would you put in the egg of a chicken to keep the chicken returning to that nest? What would you put in the nest of a chicken to keep the chicken coming back there to lay eggs?
Nest egg?
What would this be made of, probably?
Oh, probably china or some sort of ceramic material. Mm-hmm.
Where would the chickens be kept?
In the hen house. Mm-hmm.
If you had an old hen with a bunch of little chicks and didn't want her to stray too far, what would you put her in?
Chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. That's a little box.
No, it's generally a kind of a fenced yard, maybe a small yard, depending on how many kind of control.
What would you call that part of the chicken right here, particularly the bone that's shaped like that?
Oh, call it either the wishbone or the pulley bone.
Oh, there's your mother again.
Yeah.
What would you call the edible insides of a pig or a calf? These might be fried. Chitlins or chitlins?
Yeah, chitlins.
Harslet or
harslet? No, chitlins is the name I think I'm most familiar with.
How would you refer to that time of the day when the animals are hungry around a farm?
It's feeding time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these terms are archaic for our generation unless we're on the farm. Even a lot of those farmers find these archaic because they specialize to the point that they don't have animals around.
Yeah, they've gone to school and gotten an education at OSU.
Yeah, you got an automatic feeder out there. If you wanted to call your cows in from from pasture, what would you do? You'd pick up the phone.
Call them in?
Any special call?
No, not that I know of.
Thought it might be a good Missouri call here. How about to get one to stand still if you're going to milk it?
There's a word for it. It's just polar.
That's scraping off a lot of dust, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about telling a cow to get the leg out of the way so you can milk? Any special term for that?
Here again, I'm not an experienced milker. Right. I don't know.
If you wanted to get your calves in, what would you do?
Round them up?
Any special call you'd give to them?
Not that I know of.
How about the horses bringing them in from pasture?
Say, I'm a good old city boy.
Let's face it, you just aren't a country boy. Yeah. That would be an interesting correlation here if you had some of these to see if they went.
Uh-huh.
Well, they came down from Missouri with these. Of course, I imagine that's the only place they could come from.
Well, the only experience I've ever had on a farm has been such time as I visit up there in Missouri.
How about the pigs, if you want to call them at feeding time, get them to come to you?
This is suey.
Mm-hmm. How about sheep? Any special call to bring them in?
No, I'm not.
Chickens?
No.
Now that's what I know. We had chickens. That's all we had. If I asked